background to benefits reform.
Can I just ask you, because I'm not from the UK, so I don't really know this socio-political context of when and where the things have changed, I mean, in terms of a lot of famous and well, the things have changed recently in terms of, can you explain just a little more so I get the picture of how it changed and why?
What happened was that the Labour government, the previous government, brought in reforms to the benefits system because the numbers of claimants had escalated, mm-hmm. and the concerns, particularly in the towards austerity, that too much money was going out. And they were at the time doing pilot studies to test the new system. Then coalition government came in, stopped the pilot studies and decided to embark on a full reform process. So they brought in a new system of assessing people's eligibility that's based on a very mechanical approach to impairment. So for example, you're asked how long you can sit up, how far you can walk, whether you can pick up a coin from the table, but you're not asked the cost of those things. And if you're doing that every day or doing those different things in combination, what's the impact then? There's no subtlety in it. And the result is that thousands of people are falling through the gaps. Typically they're the people with invisible, changing, hard to define impairments. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, 32 people a week are dying, having been found fit for work through this process. So what they are bringing in isn't only making people's lives very difficult. So it's a really demeaning, hard, grueling, frightening process, but people are dying and committing suicide because it is so harsh. But that change is happening alongside a rhetoric in the press of disabled people and claimants as fraudsters and scroungers. So when somebody is found ineligible for benefits, whether or not they actually need them, then they are slotted into the fraudster scrounger rhetoric. And linked to that has been, in the last 2 years, a massive rise in disability hate crime. And the three elements are utterly linked. And so somebody who's been involved in the disabled people's movement for many, many years, and we fought very hard and we made some really significant progress. For the first time, I think we're facing something where we are genuinely fighting for our lives. And if people read the press, even if they skip the fraudster scrounger rhetoric, the tendency is to say, well, there has to be some kind of assessment system. We have to see that people are eligible because it is taxpayers' money. And I don't think anybody is arguing with that. But what is not being seen are the mechanics beneath it and the just horrifying cost of them. But that is what we're facing at the moment. And that is for people who are considered unfit for work. But for those disabled people, for all disabled people who have additional costs of having impairment or facing discrimination, there's something at the moment called disability living allowance, which has probably been the most liberating piece of public policy over the decades. And that's been scrapped and replaced with something else. What people are saying is when that starts coming in for next April, that's when it really hits. We haven't seen anything yet. Even though it's 32 people a week, just wait, is what people are saying. But we're in a time of austerity, and it's a convenient reason to drive through ideological policy, and that's what we're facing. If money is tight, many, many taxpayers will understand and will support cuts. And the whole thing, money has to be found from somewhere. Of course, there's bigger questions. You know, it's all this stuff. It's those much bigger questions and from my perspective, there is plenty of money, but it's distributed in a very, very unequal way. It's not actually, we don't have enough money to support each other in this society, but it's as though those kind of debates are so deep that we can't quite have them publicly. But that's what we're facing at the moment in this country. So it is a dangerous time.